Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Possible Iran attack on Israel.
This attack is imminent, a matter of when and not if.
Pennsylvania pounded with rain and powerful winds.
The horrifying show of nature.
Otani interpreter in court.
For allegedly stealing more than $16 million.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin with a warning to Americans in Israel. The State Department has barred its employees from traveling in large parts of the country, and it's urging other U.S. citizens to follow suit, with two U.S. officials telling CBS News they're expecting a major attack by Iran as soon as today. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General C.Q. Brown tells CBS Mornings,
"We're really trying to avoid war, and this is part of the dialogue that I have with my counterparts within the region, to include the Israeli chief of defense, who I talked to yesterday."
Correspondent Deborah Patta is in Tel Aviv.
Israel is braced for the worst-case scenario, the possibility of a direct attack on Israeli soil from Iran in retaliation for the bombing of its embassy in Damascus. Whoever harms us, we will harm them. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at a military airbase, "We are prepared, both defensively and offensively." Former Mossad official and Iran security expert Sima Shine says this is a dangerous moment for the region.
Is this the most worried you've been?
Yeah, I think this is the most worried. I think it's on both sides.
She says if Iran strikes Israel, it could involve missiles and drones similar to the Iranian attack on a Saudi oil facility in 2019.
It has the potential for a huge escalation.
However, she stresses that she still believes neither side wants a regional conflict, and that will be weighing heavily on Iran's mind.
Here in the U.S., the Biden administration is forgiving student loan debt for another batch of borrowers. CBS's Bo Erickson has the details.
President Biden announced more student loan cancellation for another 277,000 Americans. The latest round of Biden student loan cancellation comes from the new income-based repayment plans that effectively cancel loan payments for low- to middle-income Americans, as well as Americans who qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
Two groups of Republican-led states recently filed federal lawsuits arguing the Biden administration has overstepped its authority. The Republican House Speaker meets with the party's de facto leader in Florida today. Correspondent Robert Costa from Washington.
The significance first is that Speaker Mike Johnson is appearing alongside former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago to talk about election integrity issues, but he's appearing alongside Trump, who continues to falsely claim the 2020 election was stolen. And this comes at a precarious moment for Speaker Johnson. He's facing a lot of criticism from conservatives in the House, and he hopes to solidify his standing with them, his allies tell me, by being there with Trump at Trump's home.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has surrendered to police on charges including aggravated assault after he and another driver allegedly triggered a multi-car crash during a high-speed street race in Dallas last month, then walked away from the scene. State Senator Royce West says Rice was released on bond last night. A wet weather system has wreaked havoc in the eastern portion of the country. Torrential rain has washed out roads in Tallahassee, Florida. Cars have been submerged in flash flooding near Charleston, West Virginia. And several people were rescued near Pittsburgh. Megan De La Torre and her family live in Oakdale.
It's just heartbreaking to see these kids go through this over and over and over again. The business I know, girls.
Police in Ukraine's Russian-controlled Donetsk region report a search is underway to find a missing U.S. national. Russell Bentley is a self-declared supporter of Russian-backed forces in Ukraine. State media describe him as a war correspondent. Russia says he's been missing since Monday.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The plot thickens in the case of baseball star Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter. Ipe Mizuara is expected in court today after turning himself in to face criminal charges that now include bank fraud. After prosecutors alleged he stole a whopping sum from the L.A. Dodgers bank account to pay for illegal sports bets, U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada.
There is no evidence to indicate that Mr. Ohtani authorized the over $16 million of transfers from his account to the bookmakers.
A day after we learned of O.J. Simpson's death, an attorney working with Ron Goldman's family says they're hoping to finally access Simpson's NFL pension and a trust to get some of the $114 million still owed them in a civil judgment. O.J. was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, and Goldman, her friend, in 1995, but later found liable in a wrongful death lawsuit. Vice President Harris travels to Arizona today as part of the Biden campaign's focus on reproductive rights. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is pushing to get the state's newly revived 1864 abortion law repealed.
I would never tell any doctor, you have to do this. They have the executive order to rely on. They have Attorney General's word that she won't prosecute, but they have to make their own choices in terms of what's best for them.
The new law bans abortion throughout pregnancy and makes no exceptions for rape or incest. Instagram has announced new tools to protect young people and combat sexual extortion. One will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
These are smart moves that we've already seen other companies implement. Apple, for example, has systems built into its iPhones to recognize when an iMessage might be explicit and blur it out if it knows the receiver is underage.
Users will be able to unsend messages as well. Drake has been dropped from a series of class action lawsuits filed after a 2021 concert in Houston, where 10 people were killed and hundreds injured in a crowd surge.
Judge Kristen Hawkins dismissing singer Drake from liability in some of the civil lawsuits brought by the victims of the Astroworld Festival tragedy. His attorneys argued he was not informed of any crowd control issues, injuries, or deaths in the crowd, and had just a 15-minute performance with headliner Travis Scott. Scott has also petitioned to be dismissed. The judge has yet to rule on that. Last summer, a Harris County grand jury declined to indict Scott on criminal charges related to the deadly festival. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Uber's added new safety features.
First, there's a PIN verification to make sure you're in the right car. Another is a ride check option, which will alert the company if your car goes off the intended course, stops unexpectedly, or ends early. Uber will also send you an in-app check-in to make sure everything's okay. You'll now have the option to record the audio of the trip. And then there's the Share My Trip feature, where you can share your live location with a designated person so they can keep track of you. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
From Sam Goldwyn and Louis B. Mayer to Adolph Zukor and Harry and Jack Warner. After pushback over their absence, the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures has announced a new permanent exhibition shining a spotlight on the central role Jewish immigrants played in creating Hollywood studio system. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 12th, produced by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.